Hello, everybody. Welcome to KFGO.com, the Bison Central podcast page, and what has become kind of a routine for us here on KFGO.com, talking with a beat writer, a sports writer that covers NDSU football team's upcoming opponent. Of course, this weekend, the national championship game against Towson University. So we head out to the East Coast, Maryland. Towson, Maryland, to be exact, to talk with Ed Lee, the sports writer who covers Towson University for the Baltimore Sun. How you doing today?
Good, good.
Now, Towson University, they come in with the unenviable task of taking on what has been just a dominating team, NDSU, in the last, few weeks, really. The playoffs have been unbelievable for this NDSU football team. What have you noticed and what have you think Towson University has noticed about NDSU as they get ready for this game on Saturday?
Well, I think they understand the task ahead of them. All week, Rob Ambrose has talked about how he's called North Dakota State perfect in terms of being the perfect program to emulate, the perfect program to build. So they understand what's at hand and sort of the obstacles they face if they're going to try to win on Saturday. But I also get a sense that there's a confidence among the players and the coaching staff that, the fact that they got here suggests to them that, maybe this run, as magical as it may seem, isn't sort of a one-trick pony, that they feel like they can win this, and they feel that people have doubted them all along. So what's another week against, an overwhelming favorite? But I think there's a lot of respect there that they have for North Dakota State. Clearly, it's a program that has dominated the country over the last three seasons. So there's a lot of respect there.
I want to talk about the quarterback situation. Now, Towson University's had a great run through the playoffs, one of the top few teams left in the country, have an FBS win under their belt. But the quarterback situation, a little up in the air. Peter Athens, the usual starter for the team, went out against Eastern Washington with a shoulder injury. Connor Frazier came in, had a great drive, game-winning drive for the Tigers. Anything cleared up as far as the quarterback situation is concerned for Towson?
Well, as far as I know, Peter Athens did not practice on Friday, which was their first practice since Christmas. Connor Frazier got the first team reps. So, take that as what it may seem. There's still a couple more days to be figured out. They do have there are some days to figure out if Peter Athens' injured right shoulder, which is his throwing shoulder, does heal. But at this point, I would say that it looks like Connor Frazier is going to make his first career start. And, it's kind of unusual that his first career start is going to be in the national title game. But, that's the card that Towson's been dealt with, and then that's what they're going to go with.
Towson University, like I said last week or a couple weeks ago now, the last game they played at Eastern Washington, a 35-31 victory, really on the feet, if you will, of their amazing running back, Terrence West. This guy was included in the Walter Payton Award finalists along with Vernon Adams and Jimmy Garoppolo. What do we know about Terrence? What do you know about Terrence West that NDSU fans should be expecting from him?
Well, he's kind of got the size, and speed to be a running back. But the thing that gets me is, or two things I noticed about him is, one is his vision. He's got great vision when he's running on the field. He sees blocks. He sees opposing defenders when they're trying to clog the running lanes. And he is just masterful at avoiding those situations and finding other running lanes to attack. The other thing is that he's got a tremendous sense of patience. He's willing to wait for his offensive line, his fullbacks, his blockers, to get in there and throw a block before he springs, maybe bounces to the outside or runs up the gut. When you combine the patience and the vision, I think those are two factors as to why he, set the FCS single-season record for yardage as well as the FCS single-season record for touchdowns.
What was he like getting recruited out of high school? He's a Baltimore, Maryland guy. How did he fall into the hands of Towson?
Well, when he came out of Northwestern High School in Baltimore, his grades weren't good enough, so he did go to a prep school. And at the time, I believe he was recruited by Maryland and Clemson, the two schools that had shown interest in him. But I still believe that his grades weren't satisfactory enough for those two schools. And so he was looking around for another program. And Rob Ambrose over at Towson, he was the offensive coordinator for Randy Edsall, who's now the head coach at Maryland. So he had contacted Randy Edsall and found out a little bit about Terrence West. And then when he got the green light from Randy about sort of what the character and what he could bring to the Towson program, Rob Ambrose recruited him and was able to sell him on the fact that if he came to Towson, he wouldn't be joining a program that had already been built and was already successful, but he'd be joining a program with the opportunity to help this program become successful. And, you know, I talked with Terrence about a week ago, and he talked about how that was the most attractive element of Rob Ambrose's recruiting pitch, that he wasn't going to be joining a program that had already succeeded, but that he'd be part of sort of a rebuilding project, development project, and help out a program that hadn't had tasted that success.
Yeah, and really 14-1 season. They did a great job in the CAA. Talk about the CAA overall. I know NDSU took on New Hampshire, a dominating performance by the Bison. How good was the CAA this year as a whole, as a conference?
I mean, as a whole, it was decent. I mean, you know, Towson, they suffered two losses in the conference. You know, they lost to Villanova and then they lost to Delaware. They did beat New Hampshire. They didn't play Maine, unfortunately. It just worked out that they didn't play Maine, and Maine was a team that actually won the conference championship. But yeah, I've heard, you know, from many people that sort of the CAA is kind of like the SEC of the FCS. That might be overstating it a little bit, but it's certainly a competitive conference, a competitive league. And I think what you're seeing is that teams that come out of this league, you know, they fare pretty well when they have to play non-conference opponents. I mean, the fact that New Hampshire finished third and they made it to the Final Four, which is a pretty impressive run for them. So I think it was a good conference for Towson. I think it's one that they especially enjoy you know, having gone through. So it helps them in terms of the postseason.
Yeah, and my apologies. I said 14-1. They went 13-2, lost a couple conference games, like you said, both at home. 9-0 on the road, a very good road team. Had to go to Eastern Illinois and Eastern Washington throughout the playoffs to get to this FCS National Championship. This team, however, as I look at the stats, they don't start out particularly well. They're being outscored by opponents in the first quarter 123-82. Now, that stat's a little bit on the one side because in the second quarter they're outscoring opponents 222-79. But is that a cause for concern with this team, knowing that NDSU is such a good second-half team that you don't want to start out behind the eight ball, so to speak?
Yeah, that was a problem earlier in the season, particularly against teams like Stony Brook and Villanova and Delaware, as well as New Hampshire. They got behind early in the first quarter, and a lot of that had to do with turnovers. They just did not do well in terms of protecting the ball in that first quarter, and that led to opponents jumping on them early. In the postseason, it's been a lot better. They have sort of been more productive. They have scored more points. And so I think they've been better at, you know, taking advantage of their opportunities, particularly in the first quarter and the first half in general.
Looking at this school, Towson University, it's a big university. A lot of people go to this school, but how well does this fan base travel for Towson University? How many could you expect to be in Frisco, Texas, January 4th?
It's hard to say because this is the first time that they've gotten to this stage. Certainly one of the things that Rob Ambrose has told us is that, you know, he notices there are a lot more Towson graduates whenever he goes around town. You know, a lot of people are very proud and more encouraged to come out and you know, acknowledge that they went to Towson. I'll be curious to see how many people come out for travel to Frisco as well. You know, one of the things that we noticed was the playoff game against Fordham, which was at home, only 4,000 people came out. And that was, I think, terribly disappointing for the university, terribly disappointing for the team, the players and coaches. I'm not sure what kind of representation they've had on the road games at Eastern Illinois and Eastern Washington, but you know, this being the national title game, I would think that there'd be a significantly bigger presence of Towson fans at Toyota Stadium.
How aware is Towson University of NDSU's fan base and the way they travel? Frisco, Texas, and Fargo and the NDSU Alumni Association is fully expecting upwards of 15 to 20,000 Bison fans to be in Frisco on Saturday. Is Towson well aware of the kind of traveling entourage NDSU has of fans?
I'm sure it's on the periphery, but if you talk to the Towson coaches and players, you know, that doesn't really resonate with them. You know, they're more concerned about the X's and O's, and they're more concerned about, you know, Towson, the North Dakota State's offense and defense and what they have to do to find holes and find weaknesses in those two units. So I think that is more a pressing concern to them than, you know, how many fans come out for the game on Saturday.
When you've talked to the coaches and players, have they named somebody in specific that they say, this guy cannot beat us, we have to make sure and contain him in order to win this game?
No, what they've marveled most about North Dakota State is sort of the cohesion of all 11 players on each side of the ball. I mean, they've talked about how, you know, you tend to think that one guy is sort of the important cog, and then someone else beats you. So they've tried as best as they could to take a sort of a full team approach and say, all 11 guys on the offense, all 11 guys on defense, those are the guys that we need to concentrate on.
Couple more questions for the Baltimore Sun sports writer, Ed Lee. He covers Towson University for the Baltimore Sun. Towson University will win this game if, and I'll let you finish that sentence.
Let's see here. They will win this game if Connor Frazier can be effective both throwing the ball and running with his feet. I think he brings a different element as a quarterback than what Peter Athens does. I think Peter Athens is a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He's very accurate, very strong arm. He's a great leader in the huddle. I mean, the fact that he's a fifth-year senior, he sort of commands that respect. But with Connor Frazier, he adds that element as a dual threat option. And if he can keep the defense on its toes with his ability to throw the ball as well as run when he has to scramble or when the pocket breaks down, I think they have a somewhat fairly good chance of winning on Saturday.
We've been talking all offense essentially for a majority of this podcast. Towson University, one of the best offensive teams in the nation, so really can't fault us for that. But I'm looking at this defense. Boy, they get a lot of sacks. Give me some other things about this defense that really can cause NDSU some problems on Saturday.
Well, one of the things that they do is they're a team that gives up a fairly high number of yards. And if you look at the numbers, you might be alarmed at how many yards they give up. But they've been very good once against the red zone. And I think that ability to keep opponents from scoring touchdowns is going to be key. Yes, they do, you know, pressure opposing quarterbacks very well in terms of sacks, but they don't really cause that many turnovers. They did, I'd say, during the regular season, probably the middle part of the year, where they were causing a fair number of turnovers and converting those turnovers into touchdowns. That well has sort of dried up lately. But they're a team that they practice the fundamentals. They do the techniques, their techniques well. They're not a flashy unit. They're not going to wow you with, you know, sacks or interceptions or fumbles. But they're a solid unit, and as long as they can keep the opponent out of the end zone and force you into just settling for field goals, I think they consider that a win.
Do you see Towson University winning on Saturday?
I think Towson would have to play almost a perfect game for that to happen, and obviously North Dakota State would have to, you know, make a few mistakes here and there. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think the cards are probably stacked against them.
That's kind of what we're hearing here, but I know the fear of Terrence West, and that guy alone can really carry a team. You saw it against Eastern Washington. You saw it the week before against Eastern Illinois and what he did to the Panthers in Eastern Illinois. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a really just a great matchup. And for NDSU fans, it's going to be fun to finally be playing somebody different in the national championship title, because Sam Houston State was the opponent the last 2 years. Now Towson University and that vaunted offense at running attack headed to Frisco. So Ed Lee of the Baltimore Sun, thank you so much for sitting down and joining us here on this podcast. I really appreciate the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.